exceptional innings again, like in a tough chase against India. So could you speak about the game plan in terms of your partnership with Shai Hope? Like, he was holding up one end and you were taking a little more risk. So could you just elaborate your game plan and the partnership with Shai?
Well, we just keep it simple because we've played with each other quite a while now. So I know his game, he knows mine. So basically when we're batting together, most of the time I'm the aggressor and he's the person that just sticks around and knocks it around. And if he does get that boundary ball, puts it away the same way. So for us it's always nice batting with someone like him because he's just going to make sure that you're on strike as much as possible. And then you'll be in. Just be easier for you to execute.
You actually have a very good record in India. Even last year, you played well against them and seem to have no problem against the spinners. Why do you think the IPL season didn't go that well for you and why you came to prove a point today in regards to like playing India?
Well, for me, basically, I just try to enjoy my batting as much as possible. Sometimes it's cricket and it's life, so sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. Didn't have the best of IPLs, I would say, but it's a nice experience, something you can take out from it. It always helps you to come back stronger, much stronger from whatever you would have done from before. And I just try as much as possible to put that behind me and just look ahead.
From the outside, it seemed that when India was batting, the pitch was really slow. But when you came out to bat, you sort of got into the rhythm at the start of the innings itself. So how did you adjust yourself to the slowness of the wicket if there was that case?
For me there wasn't really that much slowness because of the dew as well. The thing is it is always a dew factor here in India whenever batting second under the lights. And for me the ball didn't really stop as much. It stopped just a little bit after this. The seamers when they go like the cutters into the pitch, but that was basically it.
Shrinu, where would you put this innings in your career, given the circumstances, the wicket, that you were a pretty stiff chase was there, you lost an early wicket. Taking all that into consideration, where would you put this effort in your career?
Well, at the moment, this is my highest score in international cricket, so this would be the best one. It's always nice chasing a score. It feels much better than setting one, chasing a score and just making sure that your team gets home. It's always much better feeling. Sad that they didn't actually finish the game, but it's a work in progress for me.
Before the match, Kyron Pollard said that he wants to send a process to this team. There's a vision forward. And going by the match, there was a phase where you actually started pacing it down, you guys. There was a 5-over break where there were no boundaries, and then there was a 5-over phase where you can start scoring. Even after you got out, Nicholas Poonen and Shai Hope never threw it away. They were just planking on protecting the strike and taking it till the end. Was there a process that you guys have set saying that, okay, we're going to take it till the end and not get out?
Well, there's all wrong process, basically. With the ball, we just try to keep it as simple as possible. Sojal, exceptional today. Sheldon Cottrell, as he's known, he was exceptional today. Azhari Joseph, he did his job. Kimo Paul came in the end and did his job as well. Some of the guys, they didn't have some of the best days, but they also stuck with the team plan. And to be stripped in there to that score, it was, for me, that was very well done. Kudos to the bowlers, and then coming down after that with Pooran and Shane, everyone just has a plan. Whenever they go out to bat, everyone has their set plan and their goals on how to go about the innings. And from then on, we just take it from there.
Shimra, Guyana Amazon Warriors, you are the director of batting. Like, I mean, you're still a youngster, but you're like sort of the batting leader. And how do you enjoy that responsibility? And also, like, I mean, they have a winning culture going and shine the dressing room with the likes of Shoaib Malik. And how has that helped you grow as a cricketer coming into international cricket as well after seeing
that? It's a good experience. Challenging, knowing that if you do not get a score, the crowd will be on you. But it's nice just having that on you. It's just something that motivates you and pushes you to go on. Also playing along with some of the best guys in international cricket, the 2020 cricket actually, It always helps as well. They share their knowledge with you, and you just have like a back and forth conversation about how they think and how they go about doing their stuff. Even Paulie himself, he's probably one of the best finishers in the world. And just to sit and speak to him in the dressing room about how he goes about doing his stuff, it's always nice to just have those guys. Even when Gale is running the same thing, how he goes about starting his innings as well. Overall, it's just very, 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 very nice just to have those guys around. Have them that you can contact them at anything, just to speak to them when you're going through something, or going through a rough patch or something like that. Just to have them there. It's a great feeling just to have them.